Life involves a lot of traveling, taking the kids to school, going to work, buying groceries, visiting family, seeing the doctor. For people who rely on public transit, those routine journeys can seem more like a series of timed obstacle courses. Maybe the bus won't arrive on time. Maybe it'll be so full it doesn't even stop. As part of a week-long series exploring inequity in Pittsburgh, 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause reports that a region's transit system plays a big role in determining what kind of a place it is. So is Pittsburgh's transit for all?
Pamela Edwards leaves her house in Brushton every morning at 6:40 to catch her first bus. While she waits for her second in East Liberty, she remembers a time when there were five different buses to catch in and out of the East End whenever she needed them. And now, two. She lets the Port Authority know how much she depends on the bus.
Because if I don't complain, they're going to say, oh, okay, there's nobody, there's no problem. We can eliminate that bus. And that's what I think a number of people have done. They had eliminated because no one fought for the buses.
Edwards got rid of her car because it was just too stressful to drive to her job at Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority downtown. But for a lot of people, owning a car isn't even an option. Transportation is the second biggest barrier to people in the Pittsburgh region being self-sufficient, according to a 2012 study from the Urban Institute. As some neighborhoods in Pittsburgh see more development and housing prices go up, it restricts where people can afford to live. Linda Metropolis of Action Housing says that can push people out of their neighborhoods and further from transit hubs.
Being able to put housing next to really good public transportation is really important to the quality of life for those people who live in affordable housing because it allows them to live without a car.
Which means life costs less, nearly 20% less. But putting affordable housing next to transit is still fairly uncommon, though more and more people are on board with the idea. There are two main ways to go about it. Either bring transit to people or bring people to transit. Bringing transit to people is expensive, especially in low-density areas, and the Port Authority of Allegheny County has limited resources. Laura Weens of Pittsburghers for Public Transit says that means ultimately there's a lot of pressure on people of low and moderate incomes.
In ensuring that transit riders have access to transit, you need to also make sure that there's a place for them to live near transit.
So what's the answer?
That there should be mandatory affordable housing adjacent to good transit. That's the answer.
Which is where transit-oriented development, or TOD, comes in. The idea is transit assets like busways can drive investment in neighborhoods. The key is making sure that investment doesn't displace people. The Port Authority has adopted TOD guidelines like creating more walkable transit stations and mixed-income, mixed-use communities. But they can't act alone, says Port Authority Interim CEO David Donahoe.
None of this will happen independently because we don't control zoning, we don't control land use. All of those things have to come from other folks.
Folks like the city or the county. Neither has yet adopted policies that protect affordability in changing neighborhoods, though they're working on it. Majestic Lane is Pittsburgh's deputy chief of the Bureau of Neighborhood Empowerment. He says housing, transit, workforce development, they all have to work together.
And so it's really all this stuff is about how are people able to live their best lives and how are all the institutions coming together to create an ecosystem that works for people so that they're actually able to flourish in our region.
A committee working on a policy that could bring more affordable housing to transit hubs will make its presentation to City Council in mid-November. And that would be good, not just for people who depend on affordable housing or have no choice but to take the bus. It's good for people like Pamela Edwards, too.
I love buses. Buses are the best thing smoking because you can meet everybody of every class, and then you only see them for a short period of time.
Edwards self-describes as nosy, but another way to put it is she notices people and likes to talk with them. It's fun, she says. She and her bus family, they take care of one another as they go. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.